Let me tell you that when he says, we shall not all sleep, we shall be changed, in a moment and twinkling of an eye at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now, brethren, I speak as a fool, but I'm going to tell you that it seems to me like it'd be a whole lot easier for him to just start all over again and build us a new body. Because now what you've got to do is you've got to go in at the atomic level and you've got to change every one of those atoms, every one of those molecules, all that decay. You've got to rebuild the stuff that's going back to dust. How in the world did he ever raise Lazarus? And that was just a natural thing. He's going to do two things. One is he's going to repair it. And then he's going to change it. He's going to change the nature of it.
Amen.
Back to the preserves. He's going to change the nature of it. Because now it's earthy. It's corruptible. It goes back to dust. And it will stay as dust until he changes it. How is he going to change it? He's going to speak.
Amen.
Wow. That's a powerful voice.
Amen.
More than I can even understand. It takes greater power to draw that together and to change it than it does to start all over from scratch.
Yeah.
I've been involved in stuff I've tried to fix, you know, over the years. I mean, somebody gave it to me. I said, this is a mess. Can you fix it? We might as well start all over again. Better off if we start all over again. God says, hey, I can do that. I can do that. I believe in a God that's that great. There are people that don't believe in a God that's that great. But I believe in Jehovah God.
Amen.
And Jehovah God's that great. And all it takes is just speaking, and he brings that together. Let me tell you, that's preservation.
Amen.
And it is eternal preservation. Brethren, I don't believe in final preservation. I believe in eternal preservation. It started in eternity past with a covenant. And it's ended. It's not ended. Sorry about that. It goes to eternity future, and it will never end. In the great song of preservation that Isaac Watts wrote, thus far the Lord has led me on, the last verse of that song, he says, thus, when the night of death shall come, my flesh shall rest beneath the ground, and wait my soul to rouse my tomb with sweet salvation in the sound. Brethren, that's all my hope.
Amen.
And that is all I ever want to preach
Amen.
To God's children. I thank you for your attention.
Amen.